and I've never had this happen before, but during the second deep, I had a phone call into the operating room saying that United Healthcare wanted me to call them about one of the patients who was having surgery today, who was actually asleep having surgery, and, you know, said I had to call right now. So I scrubbed out of my case and I called United Healthcare.
This is plastic surgeon Dr. Elizabeth Potter talking about her experience when United Healthcare called her during the middle of a surgery about the patient on the table and wanting to talk to her about whether or not the patient needed an overnight stay. And a lot of people in the comment section were wondering, like, does this really happen? Would a surgeon really have to scrub out to talk to an insurance company? As surgeons, the reality is we do this all the time. And that may seem incredibly shocking to many of you. And it should be shocking. There are two main topics that I want to talk about with this video. Is one, why an insurance company would want to speak to a surgeon during the middle of a surgery about a patient's healthcare. And number two, should a surgeon really be scrubbing out to talk to an insurance company about someone's surgery? As a spine surgeon, I do peer-to-peer conversations to try to get my patients' surgeries approved about 30% of the time. That means for surgeries that I want to perform on a patient that I think is going to make them better, I have to personally speak to an insurance physician in order to get that surgery approved. That's reality of healthcare in the United States right now. I am also a surgeon that's in the operating room 3 to 4 days out of the week, which means inevitably I will get phone calls while I'm in surgery. Fun fact is, for the most part, they don't really give you a choice as to when you can schedule these peer-to-peers. So if I don't answer at their beckoning call the second that they call me, that patient's surgery may be denied. So I have to answer that phone call when they call, or my patient won't get the surgery that they need. They put us in these positions so there are more roadblocks along the way to getting patients care. And having these conversations when you're supposed to be focused on the patient may seem shocking to some, but as surgeons, we're really good at multitasking. During surgery, we may also field phone calls from the emergency department about other patients that may need our care, or our office about other issues with other patients. So while focusing on the procedure at hand, there are other things that we have to also focus on. I will admit that what she is discussing is an insurance company calling about that patient that's on the table. That is pretty rare. But the general concept of what she's trying to prove is that we are forced to advocate for our patients at all times of the day, whatever we're doing, at their beckoning call. Because our fear is that if we don't answer that phone call, our patients won't get the care that they deserve. Oh no, no, because it's not as simple as letting it go to voicemail and calling back. You have to completely reschedule or they will deny it outright. And as surgeons, we would never divert our attention away if there was something that was happening on the table that needed our attention. But there are many times in which we do have to do this. And the question is this right? As physicians, as surgeons, this is our reality.